Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. But just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. Of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you could sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing that beat, and just seeing whether you could use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you could become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet too, again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more, to be so in touch with yourself. You can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there. Almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you could feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. As you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable. You simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle, even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know you easily could, if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy, gentle breath you breathe. I'm going to count down from 5. With each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and becoming more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything as everything has faded away, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about, place of which you'd usually feel, to see the images they speak of, in place of which you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Words of music, melodies, and instruments filling your mind. You feel musical and magical, and a love for lyres and harps. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. You walk across the wooden stage, holding your lyre with your magic. The audience watches, waiting to be dazzled. You sit on the small musician's stool, holding your lyre in your hooves. You are surrounded by other instruments, harps and guitars and mandolins. Your horn lights up, glowing a nice golden color, like the shiny surface of the lyre. You pluck the strings of the beautiful instruments, creating wonderful music. It is full of high notes and low notes, flowing together in perfect harmony. You are in your element. Music is what you desire. Feel as your fingers and your toes slowly start to smooth together, becoming covered in a sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new moves, as they merge together. 4, then 3, then 2, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. They're a soft, seafoam green color. You realize what a pretty and wonderful color it is, as the bones in your legs twist and bend to give you the hind legs of a pony. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms too reshape, remold, that you can comfortably stand on 4 legs. Feelings of swiftness, of music and brilliance. You realize how talented you really are. 2 to 9, overly ambitious, you pay great attention to detail. Even total strangers know of your works. You take pride in getting the grade, the praise of your audiences, the companionship of your friends. Your musical knowledge is vast. There's a passion, absolute ecstasy, that fills your heart to truly be like and be a pony. Smart and talented, with quick reflexes, and great curiosity. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you. As simple as breathing in and out. Creative, musical, and fun-loving. These are strange sensations, different from what you may normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel a happiness, an understanding that somewhere in your mind, you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, where it feels so easy and bright to just let them come onward. Feel
as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, different from daily life, but welcome all the same. Another quick twinge goes to the base of your spine as a long, soft tail sprouts delicately out of it, swishing back and forth to complement your new pony backside. It is a soft, mint green color, the white highlight, making you happy. You can't help but to enjoy the sensations. You can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck, as your voice becomes a more sociable, friendly, and bright feminine voice. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck, and over your new pony shoulders. Several white streaks shoot through it like lightning bolts. A lovely, flowing mint green and white mane for you to wear with pride as your ears stretch outwards, upwards, becoming pointed mare ears. These are your new ears. You're covered in a soft, almost felt fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, you will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, you will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. Just a bit in front of your ears, on the center of your forehead, you feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your new horn. As it starts to grow, you start to remember the story. That first time you came from Canterlot to Ponyville, the day you met your best friend Bon Bon, it was a clear afternoon. You packed your belongings and got on a train to a small town called Ponyville. You wanted to relax and get away from the hustle and bustle. You were young then, fresh out of music academy. You had sat next to a cream-colored mare, an earth pony, cobalt blue and pink mane and tail. You had made small talk, eventually launching into friendly conversations. You two became so close, eventually, you decided to move in together. Bon Bon lived in her candy shop at Ponyville, a small cottage with living space on the second floor. You have continued to live there, even though it's sometimes hard. The horn growing steadily from your head, a beautiful, powerful unicorn horn, extending to its tip. The word fills you with a twinge of excitement as it continues to grow until it's eventually fully formed with a slight spiral to its features. A spiraled unicorn horn. Just as you've always visualized, it is the same seafoam green as your sturdy hooves. Just as you've always wanted. I wonder if you can feel a tingling from your new horn. Feel its power surge deep in your mind, coming to you so effortlessly. To accompany this, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muscle. Your face extending out so naturally, forming that lovely head. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently, your iris changing color a lovely yellow-orange color. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you can pat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A lovely pony head for a talented pony. And as a tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form. The fur on your flanks, your cutie mark, mark of your true talent. It fills you with joy. A lovely seafoam green unicorn. Already, your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You feel a bit skeptical and curious of your new body. Enjoy it regardless. Even as you speak, the voice is a feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body. Imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait and swishing tail, the pointed ears, the beautiful, powerful horn, and creative, friendly, cheerful feelings, the curved muscle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I am a lyrical pony. And whenever you say, I'm a lyrical pony, you will feel every change I described return to the surface, changing you back to the musical pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times you can't be the creative little pony, and the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant, until the next time you can be the fun-loving little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state, I say, I'm a lyrical pony, it'll feel even more natural for you, more attractive. Each trip into the body and mind of this talented musical pony. And now, it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger. One. Waking up now. Two, more and more. Three, consciousness returning. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. And I hope you'll enjoy, little pony.